Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to proclaim Christ as the answer for life and to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. On my mind today is the issue of welfare in its broadest form. A close examination of Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution reveals a detailed description of what our Congress can do. What it does not grant Congress to do is impose tax to support a welfare state. James Madison wrote, "I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article of the Constitution which grants a right to Congress of expending on objects of benevolence the money of their constituents. Charity is no part of the legislative duty of the government. By that standard, Congress does not have the authority to collect taxes for banking, mortgage, bailout for automakers, or to fund education and retirement, or attach tens of thousands of earmarks for port projects. Congress is not authorized to institute redistribution of wealth in its 72,500-page tax codes, or impose millions of regulations on everything from carbon emissions to toilet water volume, but they have. I think you get the picture. Congress has far exceeded its authority. At the beginning of the 21st century, more than 70% of federal budget was allocated to objects of benevolence for which there is no constitutional authority. Seems like to me there are many in Congress who are intent on perpetuating welfare. George Bernard Shaw said it best. A government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul. Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.